So I mentioned there, I want to touch upon this. Do you think maybe perhaps PDFs then are a bit of a defunct medium?
I think like a PDF is not a defunct medium. It's useful, and it's useful to have a repository of information. But the future is about data. You know, how we manage our buildings more effectively is about having the data that we can actually use to query and to make the right decisions. So, you know, we're still relying on this PDF information. The thing and the need now is to digitize it, get the data out, and then to exploit the data. And that's what us, along with others, are really pushing hard to do.
Okay, right. Well, I'm going to touch upon that argument again a little bit later. Next thing is the fact that you mentioned the data dictionary from BuildingSmart is something that's CoBuild are very, very closely linked with. They use that and it helps define their work and what they do. So, was your decision to join CoBuild influenced majorly by the work that you did as director of BuildingSmart UK, do you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because I don't think that the Building Smart link, I would have gone to the Building Smart, you know, summits and you know, met a lot of different people. And what the, as I mentioned, the work that the co-builder were doing with the data dictionary was very influential in my choice, if you like, to join them. So yeah, it had a large part with me joining co-builder.
Now, you are no longer director of BuildingSmart UK, is that correct?
Yeah, well, I'm no longer leading Building
Okay.
Smart
So,
UK.
you are still listed, however, with the organisation on the website. So, what is your status within BuildingSmart UK?
I'm still on the board of Building Smart UK, and I'm still on the executive team of Building Smart International. I guess the main thing is I couldn't really stay on as the lead or the main director for Building Smart UK because it's managed by BRE, and I'm no longer a BRE employee. So it kind of, I had no choice other than to pass it on. And maybe after 3 years, you know, it's always good to refresh things and get some new thoughts and new ideas anyway. So yeah, I think it's worked okay.
So that's definitely a cool outlook on it. So well done for that. Now, some couple of events you're going to be at in the next coming months as well. One of them I want to touch upon because it relates to PDFs, because UK Construction Week. Coming up at the beginning of October, you're actually on a panel with Sasha Reed, who works for PDF related company Bluebeam, along with people from Langer Rock as well. So, how excited are you for that panel? What's going to be happening there?
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the whole Digital Construction Week. You know, it seems to be quite a bit of buzz about it, and you know, digital construction—that's what we're about. That's what we're looking to do.
Well,
So,
that seems a separate one because we've got UK Construction Week beginning of October. We've got Digital Construction Week at the end of October. There's a lot of different stuff going on with a lot of similar names. So that's happening there. At Digital Construction Week, however, you're going to be on a panel with Alistair Kell, Birgitta Foster, and more as you discuss the challenges to true industry-wide collaboration. Now, that is going to be a really interesting conversation, I think, that one.
yeah, for sure. I think the in terms of collaboration and how we do collaboration, it's a kind of the age-old problem for the construction industry. And if you remember Latham and Egan in the early 90s, they told us that we needed to collaborate to be the more like the manufacturing industry and to get efficiencies. And I think everyone has always agreed with that. And I think BIM, if you like, gives us the opportunity or the mandate and the processes to help us with the whole collaboration issue. So, you know, I see this as the, it's if you like, BIM's quite often the Trojan horse that I think is going to drive better collaboration throughout the industry. So it's going to be an interesting discussion.
Most definitely. And I think it's now going to be another interesting discussion because the quickfire crunch time questions are upon us, Nick. We've learned about you professionally. We're going to learn you a bit more about you personally now. So we've got 2 minutes on the clock. And if you are ready, we're going to learn a bit more about yourself. So are you ready?
Go for it.
Boom, it's crunch time. You've travelled lots due to your work, Nick. Yet where's your favourite destination?
Well, whenever I go anywhere in the world, I always compare it to home on the Gower in South Wales. And I always think, would I be happy to move there, live there for a while? And I think there's only one place I've ever been that really makes me think, I could quite honestly, move here. And I think that's Sydney. Because as a man who lives right by the beach and loves a bit of surfing, I think you can, you know, it's a great city and you can surf and you've got the weather, which I think is something we don't have on the Gower. So the answer is Sydney.
And you've got SIDBIM now, so if you need a BIM event to go to, that's there now.
Sid Bim, wow.
Yes, it is officially happening. From Mr. Tune to a song, what is your favourite of all time?
My favourite song of all time has to be the Welsh National Anthem, the best anthem in the world by miles. Quite an obvious answer from a Welshman and a rugby supporter.
Well, from that, I'm now going to ask you, what is the best thing about Swansea?
The Gower, where I live, and its stunning beaches. As I said, nowhere bar maybe Sydney is better.
Random one, this one. What's your favourite fruit?
Any that's in a cocktail.
Good answer. If you are at the post drinks of a BIM event, what would be the beverage of your choice? Yeah, these are actually really relating to each other, these questions.
It's an obvious one, this is. It has to be BIM beers.
Obviously. Boom. If you could go back in time to any place in any time frame, where would you choose to go?
Well, as a surfer, it's got to be going to Hawaii and being surfing there with Laird Hamilton on a 50-foot wave.
Nice. I've actually surfed. I've surfed before. I actually managed to stand up on the board, so I was pretty happy with that. And finally, that was one of my proudest achievements. Yeah, what's your proudest achievement?
That's an easy one. It got to be winning a Blue Peter badge when I was 6 years old.
Yes, and the time is up, Nick. So thank you very much for that. What type of badge was it? Was it a general one, or was it a green one, a gold one?
Oh, the general. I don't think they existed back then.
Did they not? Well,
there's only one type.
Well, you never know. You could still earn a gold Blue Peter badge. If you stick hard at it, a co-builder, you might get rewarded. You never know. Well, Nick, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you today. For people who want to get in touch with you a little bit more, maybe find you on social media, where can they find you online?
I'm on Twitter at Nick_Tume, on LinkedIn. And then there's obviously the co-builder website, which is co-builder.co.uk or .com.
Brilliant. Well, thanks, Nick. I hope everyone listening, you've learned a little bit more about Nick and Co-Builder today and all that they do. And remember that Nick's give us social media channels there, so you can have a look there. Go on the Co-Builder website as well and check out what they do and see how you might want to get involved and how you maybe do some discussions that you might want to start having with Co-Builder. So, Nick, thank you very much for taking the time out. And Crunch Time listeners, have a fantastic week.